WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being unemotional and just accepting whatever life throws your way? Well, hold on a sec. While there's definitely truth to that, Stoicism is so much more than just toughing it out. It's about finding inner peace and resilience, even in the midst of chaos. And believe me, we could all use a little extra of that these days, right? Between global events, personal challenges, and just the general hustle and bustle of life, feeling overwhelmed is practically a badge of honor these days. But what if I told you there's a way to cultivate calm amidst the storm? To build unshakable confidence even when things feel like they're falling apart? That's exactly what we're diving into today. The power of mindfulness in times of crisis. Think about it. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles an hour, jumping from one worry to the next? You know the feeling when you can barely catch your breath because your thoughts are spiraling out of control. Well, mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. No dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, just focusing on what's happening right now. And trust me, this simple shift can make a world of difference. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will help you harness the power of mindfulness. 1. Mindfulness is your inner anchor. Ever heard the phrase, keep calm and carry on? Well, mindfulness is like your personal calm down button. It helps you stay grounded and centered even when things get rough. Think of it as your inner anchor holding you steady in turbulent waters. 2. Embrace the now. Don't fear the future. It's easy to get caught up in what if scenarios and anxieties about the future. But here's the thing. The future hasn't happened yet. So why waste precious energy worrying about something that might not even come to pass? Mindfulness encourages you to focus on what's happening right now, accepting it with open arms. 3. Thoughts are just thoughts. We all have those pesky thought patterns that pop up like uninvited guests, the negative self-talk, the worries, the anxieties. But remember, thoughts are just passing clouds in the sky. They come and go. Mindfulness helps you observe your thoughts without getting swept away by them. You become the observer, not the participant. 4. Breathe deeply, feel grounded. Breathing is the ultimate anchor to the present moment. When you focus on your breath, you automatically shift your attention from racing thoughts to the physical sensations of inhaling and exhaling. Try taking a few deep breaths right now. Feel the air filling your lungs, expanding your chest, and then releasing all that tension with each exhale. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. It's not about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to be present more often. Start small, maybe focus on your breath for a few minutes each day, or pay attention to the sensations of eating your lunch. Over time, these small moments of mindfulness will add up to a big difference in how you navigate life's challenges. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and suddenly feel your heart racing. Your mind starts going haywire with thoughts like, what if I mess up? What if they think I'm unprepared? Sound familiar? Here's where mindfulness comes in. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rise and fall of your chest. Notice the sounds around you, the hum of the projector, the rustling of papers. Gently redirect your attention to the words on the slides, and remember why you prepared so well. You've got this. By grounding yourself in the present moment, you can calm those anxious thoughts and deliver a confident presentation. So there you have it. The power of mindfulness in times of crisis. Remember, finding inner peace isn't about denying your emotions or pretending everything is perfect. It's about learning to navigate them with grace and resilience. Take these key takeaways to heart, practice mindfulness daily, and watch how it transforms your life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of stoicism in their life. And if you found this episode helpful, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.